Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sheriff, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. I have a brand new podcast called Stop Being Perfect that is basically dedicated to life after HA. I wanted to make a separate show because you're probably like, why wouldn't I just talk about that on this show? I really want the HA podcast to be about, you know, women in recovery, getting through this phase. We'll touch on life after, but I think sometimes it can be confusing and challenging for women to be able to separate the now from the future. So I wanted to create a show that talks about all the types of things that are going on in your life and our life and my life after HA. It could be things from getting back into exercise and sport and athletic endeavors all the way through to parenting, because a bunch of you guys are doing this to get pregnant, right? Parenting, postpartum, co-parenting, all kinds of subjects, including business, entrepreneur, us, maybe me and Ashley talking about the HA Society and how we got started and how we built that business. So many topics that just don't feel 100% right for this show, but feel 100% right for you guys at a certain stage of your recovery. So go check it out. It doesn't matter to me what stage you're in recovery if you check it out, but just know that they're separate for a reason. And I want to encourage you guys to keep going down this path of taking radical action for yourself and not focusing on being so perfect all the time. Because I promise you, you achieve more and better and bigger and greater things when you actually take your foot off the gas a little bit. So that's Stop Being Perfect with Dani Sheriff. I'll put a link for you guys in the notes of the most recent shows. And I cannot wait to see you guys over there. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We are doing, I believe, episode 4 of our Holistic HA Practitioner Case Study series. I hope you've been enjoying the series so far. I am, as promised, taking you guys through another digestive challenges client that I alluded to when we were going through one of Ashley's digestive challenge clients. And this one is really recent. It's fresh on my mind. So this client, her name is Ashley. And so just different Ashley, lots of Ashleys. And she came to me with a really interesting kind of set of like stats. So she had, I should bring up how long she actually had HA for.
Yeah. It was her digestive issues, like what led her to HA as well.
So she has had it twice before in the past, once in her early 20s, and then several years later, she got it again. So I think she has generally got the history that most of us have with diet and exercise. And then as a result, she got ulcerative colitis. It's kind of common to basically abuse your body to the point that you start to develop symptoms like this. Mm-hmm. So we need to identify that oftentimes they're all connected. So she had a busy shift work as a police officer, and she had these ulcerative colitis symptoms, which can cause extreme pain, like really bad episodes. Sometimes people are hospitalized, and they, you know, one of the signs that you're about to have a sort of a ulcerative colitis like attack would be blood in the stool and just like really scary stuff. Mm-hmm. And this comes up, like we actually have quite a few clients with this, and I feel like people listening probably have it too. So it's a good one. And she had been managing, so people with ulcerative colitis manage their symptoms through diet. So it exasperates the HA, right? Because they avoid eating things that cause flares. Ulcerative colitis flare-ups can be directly correlated with foods that irritate their gut. And so like they know what foods trigger them. So they develop fears and discomfort around it. And her biggest issue was coming into HA recovery, but her ulcerative colitis symptoms are worsening. So one of the ways that she was managing it was through a carnivore diet. So she came to me on a carnivore diet. She was only eating meat. And we talked about it before. Obviously, like before someone hires us, that's the kind of thing that they'd be like, just checking this is okay. Yes, it's okay as long as you want to resolve the symptoms and not be on a carnivore diet. And she was down. So we started working back in certain foods, avoiding flare-ups. And so this is where it's really interesting. She had HA for only 8 months at this point. Okay, so she's actually not like a long term. And wouldn't shock me if it correlated right around when she went carnivore diet, but I don't quite have that in my notes right now. I'm sure that she told me. And she has a very physical job and she has like night shifts and things like that. So there's like a lot of stresses going on that contribute. And ulcerative colitis flare-ups are also connected to stressful events. So just a lot going on. We started so simple, it would shock you. And it's been the same way with any of my clients who have a similar issue. I was like, all right, I know you're afraid of high fiber foods, which is common because they can be a common cause for flare-ups, but let's just add it in because we know that for most of these types of issues, the way out is through. You cannot really like get your period back working around massive amounts of restriction, but you can get your period back and then have those symptoms flare up. So our biggest goal, our number one goal, shifts from getting the person, like a typical client, getting them to eat enough to get their period back. Now, the number one priority becomes getting them to introduce foods that we need them to be able to eat in order for work. That's kind of priority number one. So we're introducing like a little bit of fruit at the beginning, like a little bit. Flare up, yes or no. And typically, small amounts are not going to cause major flare ups. So they just need that confidence to have some, and also to feel like just having a little bit is of value. Because I think like you could probably logically come around to the idea of like, what if I just have a little bit and see how much flares me up? But it's just going to be easier for you to not eat it at all. Right. So we just, had to be like, here's permission to have half an apple, have the whole apple, have some sweet potato, have more sweet potato. And each week she would come back with a win that she ate the thing and she didn't have a flare up, small amounts. So she was still primarily carnivore. And we were just introducing these other options. And then just like she never, I don't think she had one flare up. She just continued to progress. And then her baseline temperatures went up. And then she saw cervical mucus. And then she got a period really quickly, which is fascinating. I mean, she was only 8 months without a period. But let me tell you. So after introducing, we started on it at the end of July. Her baselines were 96.2 degrees
Dang.
Fahrenheit.
I don't think I've ha ever had a client that low.
I mean,
That's
her shift work
wild.
was such a factor that I'm sure those temps aren't exactly reliable, but as long as they're all equally unreliable, we can still see a trend. So she made some changes and then it wasn't long before it was 97.2 and it stuck around 97.2 to 97.3, which is still low, but significant improvement. And then cervical mucus started to show up at around the 1 month mark of us just 1 week over week introducing one new thing and making sure her food frequency and all of her foundationals that we work on everyone with were in check. Fascinating that she came with those concerns and none of them ended up being an issue.
Y'all, we have been trying to record this for like 30 minutes. So here we go. Take 580.
Hey, did you know that we support people with HA, low progesterone, anovulation, short luteal phases, and all of the types of challenges that come up with infertility?
Danny and I are practitioners that have helped hundreds of women beat HA, regain fertility, and get pregnant naturally.
We are here to break the status quo of spending tens of thousands of dollars on IVF treatments for women who have issues that can absolutely be solved naturally.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. So we do this with our signature program that restores ovulation to regain healthy menstrual cycles. And if you're ready, get pregnant completely naturally.
On top of our one-on-one sessions, our fertility program even includes a styling session with Samantha Dawn, who is a body positive stylist. She's also our personal stylist and
Yes.
an expert in helping you to dress your new and nourished body.
This is so important that we don't even need to convince you on how important this is. We want you to relearn how to nourish your body, claim your fertility, and feel confident in your clothes as your body changes. It doesn't have to
So,
be painful.
no, yeah, exactly right. It doesn't have to be painful with a little bit of guidance and support. You can absolutely do this. So, if getting your cycle back and if feeling good about the process, if getting pregnant naturally is something you want to do, if you don't want to spend tens of thousands of dollars on medical treatment for something that you don't have to, we have just the place for you to go. So go to the hasociety.com/coaching to learn more about who we are, what we do, and apply today.
Yep, we look forward to supporting you.
That was good. Do you like that
Yeah,
one?
I do like that
Okay.
one. That one's way more us.
Yeah, boom. There you go.
Isn't that how it always goes? When you were adding things in, was it like at each meal or just once in the day?
Once in the day, and
Okay.
then progressing to each meal,
Okay.
right? So what I needed was for her to see that I'm not going to ask her to do a lot, right? Because she doesn't want to introduce any of it, right? So I'm not going to ask her to do anything that is really scary, and we're going to get small wins. And when they get small wins, they are kind of curious. They want to push the envelope themselves a little bit. So she started making the calls, right? I think this week I'm going to do this, right? And so she did ovulate and she got her first period on day 38 of our work together. So really, that was just 4 weeks of changes.
Yeah, that's
It was
wild.
like four and a bit weeks of changes, but ovulated by day 30. So yeah, 4 weeks of changes. So I think there was also a mental and emotional side, part of that where we talked through things. She had a clear plan. I explained to her, here's what we've seen, here's how I've done it in the past, here's my plan on how I'm going to work with you. It was released from her control necessarily. She was like happy to go along with the plan because we've seen it before, and the reassurance that the second you have a flare up, back out. Right? Because that's the thing with this. As much as I say the way out is through, you still back off a flare up till it goes down and then you try again because the body is adapting under the stress and adjusting. But you need to give it amounts that it can work with before you just overload it and you have a total flare up and you just can't function. So it's important to kind of chip away at it like that. And it's so nice to see how quickly some people can resolve. Obviously, that's going to be case by case basis. She must have had some really like solid gut flora stuff happening on her side that was able to like proliferate and and help improve all at the same time. Because I do have other people with ulcerative colitis that like are still managing their symptoms, but it's way easier. And that's like maybe another case study that I will do, but that's like a primary, so primary HA case where she never had a period at all in her life. So that's like 2 decades of restriction and ulcerative colitis versus Ashley, who I think didn't have as much. So, you know, context, 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 but she did ovulate on day 38. And so things get more interesting. So anyone who is listening, who has some kind of caveat about themselves, right? Okay, all these other girls recover, but I'm also dealing with XYZ. I'm also dealing with this illness or these symptoms or this issue. Yes, they could be a factor, right? Like I can think of one girl in the society who has a unique autoimmune disease that, you know, makes things more challenging for her, you know, definitely not ruling that out. But for many, many of you, you know, this story that like the caveats that you hold about your problem are going to make it more difficult for you to be fertile, conceive these things. It's not true necessarily. Once your body's moving, it could be moving. So she was quite fearful that just everything she had going on with her body and now the missing period and eating the carnivore diet, even though she was now introducing these things, was like, she was well and truly ready to take a long time to get pregnant. But then the second cycle she got pregnant. So
that's wild.
Yeah. So mathing it here, we worked together for a grand total of like 71 days by the time she got her positive pregnancy test.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, no, less than that. Positive pregnancy test over here. So yeah, like 60 something days. Isn't that cool? That is the power of coaching. She could have chosen not to do this, stayed in fear of her symptoms, management of her symptoms. My symptoms are stopping me from being able to do this process. She could have stayed there and she'd still be there. That's why guidance is important.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my story.
Such a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one. Good for you, Ashley.
And I wonder too, it's like also the power of protein. Obviously, you know, having an only protein diet is not going to work for you. Clearly, I mean, we do need to have a balance of everything in there, but I just feel like, you know, how important is protein for fertility?
Yeah, that it was, oh yeah, like her progesterone was ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just needed enough calories and like some carbs, right?
Yeah.
Some carbs and some nutrients from other places and probably the psychological relief that like, okay, things in my life are starting to look more normal. How's that? You know? Yeah. So who knows? But that's what happened and that's the case study.
Something that like could be looked at really complex, like especially if you're like a new practitioner and you go into it and like you want to throw all of these things at it. Or I'll just only speak from my personal experience of like, you know, looking at other practitioners online, like gut practitioners or even like other functional practitioners who are like, oh, how I got my client pregnant in 60 days. And we ran all of these tests. We did a GI map test. We did a SIBO, all of this stuff. And it just goes to show that you don't need to have like all of these tools. It is actually really just getting back to the basics. And it is pretty, pretty simple. I'm sure the work that you guys did together was like, there were challenging parts of it, but that was more on the coaching, the mindset piece of it. And then her body followed suit very easily.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%. The challenges were more like the doubt, right? And then the dealing with the changing body, because it's not like she didn't have to gain some weight or have to back off activity. She had to do all of those things too, but you guys all know about that.
She did have to do those things too. And that's actually a good point, Mishi. We do find that people who allow their body to rest and don't push their body through exercise as well, experience less flare-ups. Their body is in a better spot to deal with what you're about to put it through. So that's like another reason. If you're someone with digestive issues already, and you're still trying to hold on to your exercise, it's actually more of a reason for you to back off through this process. Your body really needs those resources.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Mom, this was good.
This
Thanks,
was
guys.
Good.
Hope you enjoyed it. And we'll see you tomorrow for another one.
Yahoo!
Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the temp drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the temp drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So Temp Drop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons, like HA recovery, making sure your cycle is not slipping back in the HA direction, Temp Drop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the Temp Drop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHA Society. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHA Society at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck. This episode is brought to you by Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules. Did you know that in terms of nutrient density, beef liver actually blows vegetables and fruits out of the water? If you're a client of mine, you have already been instructed to eat beef liver either fresh or in capsule form. I recommend it for anyone and everyone who is, of course, dealing with amenorrhea and fertility challenges out there, but I may even recommend it for just everyone in general. Get your husbands on it, get your partners on it. If you have a history of HA and add on top of that, maybe a history of the pill, maybe you've been pregnant before, you know, through treatments or other, like you've just, your body's been through anything, you know, you're absolutely 100% dealing with a nutrient deficiency of some kind.
And while it's true that testing is going to be the best way to understand those exact deficiencies, eating nutrient-dense, real food is going to be one of the most important next steps that you take with or without testing. So I've been using and recommending Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules for years now. And the capsule form makes it so easy to get your liver in every day. And I appreciate the transparency of this product in particular above others. So in case you're wondering, it's completely natural. This is freeze-dried beef liver in capsules. It's organic, it's made from Australian beef, and my favorite of their products is the liver with kelp because of the iodine from the kelp, which is important for overall thyroid function, which is often low in women with underperforming hormones. So rather than eat seaweed snacks every day, I get to take this beef liver with the kelp for my iodine. So if you're recovering or working on a fertility journey right now, do not skimp the nutrient rich source of beef liver. Get 10% off your order with the HA Society and support your favorite podcast along the way. They ship to most countries, so you should be covered. Just go to grasslandnutrition.net and use HA Society, just HA Society, at the checkout for the 10% off. That's grasslandnutrition.net with the code HA Society.
Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.